USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. California is enduring another big rainstorm, with more to come.
Central California got hit with a bomb cyclone Wednesday night, lashing out on the coast with heavy rains and wind gusts up to 85 miles per hour. Bob Orovec, meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
We do anticipate additional atmospheric river events again over the next week to a week and a half with additional heavy rains and definitely potential for flash flooding.
Power has been lost in nearly 179,000 homes. Mudslides are expected in former wildfire areas. I'm Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives is enduring another day with no House. 20 hardline Republicans have blocked the election of GOP leader Kevin McCarthy to the Speaker's spot for 2 days now. McCarthy supporters, like California's David Valadao, say they put it directly to the rebels in a closed-door meeting.
The very straightforward question of what do you want was asked, and it was asked from everyone in the room, I mean, to the point where it was shouts, and there was no direct answer.
New House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says the grand old party must get its act together.
House Republicans will stop the bickering, stop the backbiting, and stop the backstabbing of each other so we can have the back of the American people.
In the Senate, two big stories. Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow says she'll call it quits when her fourth term ends in 2 years. Pennsylvania Democrat Bob Casey says he has prostate cancer, will undergo surgery this year, and expects to make a full recovery. Word from Cincinnati that Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is showing what's called remarkable improvement from the Monday night injury that saw his heart stop twice. The Bills say Hamlin's still critically ill but appears to be neurologically intact. Fear of another interest rate hike by the Federal Reserve is sending Wall Street down. The Dow lost more than 400 points at one point in early trading. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
COVID is once again the reason the world's top men's tennis player won't be playing in the USA this year. Novak Djokovic says he'll miss the big tournaments, including the US Open, because the TSA continues to require foreign travelers to show proof of a COVID vaccine. Along with the vaccine, starting today, travelers from China will need to show a negative test for COVID before being allowed into the USA. Which raises the question,
will it keep variants from China from coming to the United States? Most likely not.
The opinion of Dr. Pete Hotez, an infectious disease expert at Baylor University. He says travel restrictions haven't worked this whole pandemic and that China has been secretive when it comes to its COVID research, which he says means
we've seen this whole pandemic that travel restrictions from countries don't work.
Hotez says we know this because of all the tracking over the past 3 years, which showed experts that they were just chasing the virus and losing the race.
And by the time they were implemented, that virus was already here and entered in from Southern Europe.
Other experts say testing people inbound from China will give U.S. doctors a better idea of how the COVID virus is evolving. Earlier this week, we learned that General Motors sales increased slightly last year, making it the USA's top car seller. Today, the parent company of Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram says its sales declined by about 13% last year. Stellantis says it sold about 1.5 million vehicles last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.